Hello, Erica. This audio is for taming your inner critic and taming perfectionism. So before we get started tapping, you know the drill. Be sure you have some water handy. Get nice and comfortable. Take some deep breaths. If you need tissue, get some tissue as well. And once you have everything ready, take a moment to really tune into your body and mind. Notice where you're holding any tension or anxiety. Just tune into your feelings and tune into the feeling of wanting to be perfect or feeling like you have to be perfect. Notice how that makes you feel. If you like, you can give it a number, the feeling, a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, but the point is to really get clear about how you're feeling right now when you're thinking about holding on to perfectionism and what that feels like to you, what it's doing to your body. All right, so now we're ready to get started tapping, and you can follow along. You can follow along silently. You can repeat my words, and you always feel free to add in your own words as well. Okay, so we're going to start on the karate chop point. Start tapping. Even though I feel like I have to be perfect, I accept myself and how I feel. Karate chop. Even though this perfectionism holds me back, I accept myself anyway. Karate. Even though I really try to be perfect, I accept where I am and I accept how I feel. Go up to the eyebrow point. This perfectionism side of the eye, it holds me back. Under the eye, it makes me doubt myself. Under the nose, it makes me avoid my work. Chin point. It throws me into constant worry. Collarbone point. I hate this perfectionism. Under the arm. I hate the way it makes me feel. Top of the head. I want to let this go. Eyebrow. What if I could? Side of the eye. It feels so impossible sometimes. Under the eye. I'm so used to this perfectionism. Under the nose. I really thought I needed it. Chin point. Part of me really wants to be perfect. Collarbone. But I'm so frustrated with trying to be perfect. Under the arms, and it's impossible to be perfect. Top of the head. I really want to let this go. Okay, now take a deep breath. And just notice how you're feeling. Have some water and tune into your body. And if you gave that feeling of perfectionism a rating on 0 to 10, go back to that and notice how it's feeling. Just notice if any tension in your body has begun to shift. And now we're going to go on to round two. Okay? So tapping on your karate chop. Even though I'm so used to trying to be perfect, I'm willing to let this go. Even though part of me still wants to be perfect, I'm open to letting this go. Even though it's hard to let go of perfectionism, I'm open to letting it go anyway. Eyebrow point, I really am trying to be perfect. Side of the eye. And I'm sick and tired of these self-doubts. Under the eye. It's impossible to be perfect. Under the nose. No wonder I have all these self-doubts. Chin point. Maybe I really can let go of this perfectionism. Collarbone point. I just want to do my best job. Under the arm. And this perfectionism stops me from doing my best job. Top of the head. This perfectionism disables me. Eyebrow point. It stops me from doing my job. Side of the eye. And I want to do my best job. Under the eye. What if that's all I have to do? Under the nose. I really know how to do my best. Chin point. I know I can count on myself. Collarbone. I know I'm talented. Under the arms. I know I want to succeed. Top of the head. And I know that this perfectionism is in my way. Okay, now pause. Take a few deep breaths. Have some more water and just notice how you're feeling right now. Notice if the number, if you gave it a rating, if the number has gone down or what's going on, if anything came up. And we're ready to go on to the third round. Okay. So there are three rounds, and this is the last round we're going to do. Final round. All right. Starting at your karate chop point. This perfectionism. I've held on to it for so long. And I'm ready to let it go. Karate chop. I'm done with trying to be perfect. And I'm ready to let it go. Karate chop. I'm letting go of perfectionism so I can be free to soar. Okay, go up to your eyebrow point. I'm letting it go. Side of the eye. I'm loosening up. Under the eye. It feels so good to relax. Under the nose. It feels so good to let go of trying to be perfect. Chin point. It never worked anyway. Collarbone. So I'm letting it go. Under the arms. I'm amazing just as I am. Top of the head. There's no need to be perfect. Eyebrow. I'm learning how to accept myself. Side of the eye. And that feels so good. Under the eye. I'm letting go of being perfect so I can be who I am. Under the nose. I'm accepting myself for exactly who I am. Chin point. I love who I am. Collarbone. There's so much to love. Under the arm. There's so much to love about who I am. Top of the head. I'm perfect as I am. Eyebrow. I'm friendly. Side of the eye. I'm generous. Under the eye. I have a good heart. Under the nose. I'm a hard worker. Chin point. I'm creative. Collarbone. I'm empathetic and compassionate. Under the arm. I'm a go-getter. Top of the head. I'm a good wife. Eyebrow. I'm a good mother. Side of the eye. I'm a good daughter. under the eye. I'm a good friend. Under the nose. I'm a very good daughter-in-law. Chin point. I'm a great baker. Collarbone. I love who I am. Under the arm. Exactly who I am. Top of the head. I have so much to offer, and I'm ready to go. Okay, now take another few deep breaths. Have some more water. And again, notice how you feel. Notice whatever tension is still there, if there's any left or if it's all gone. Go back to that original number that you had for the feeling of perfectionism. Notice what's happened to that. And know that you can come back to this as many times as you like. Just keep doing it over and over as many times as you need to. So, Erica, it's been my pleasure to work with you. And just know that it's your time to soar. So be well. And goodbye.